to Dallas with Carrie Lake.
Yes, it's so good to be here.
Now the Republican candidate for governor of Arizona. It's now official.
It is official. Well, we knew it was official night of. We knew we were winning. It was just a matter of getting the votes counted. And they finally did. They're still counting votes. I think in the end, we will win by maybe as much as 8 to 10 points. Because most of these late votes that were coming in were going my way. And I'm just, I'm so happy for the people of Arizona. This has really been a team effort, me and the people of Arizona. And finally, the Republican Party in Arizona is the party of we the people.
Right.
And for a long time, it wasn't that way. And we're going to do great things. We're going to secure our border. We're going to make sure that we have honest and safe elections with transparency. We're going to make sure that our kids are being properly educated so that they're ready for the jobs in the future. And we're going to really return our state to its powerful glory.
Absolutely. That's excellent. And it was kind of a clean sweep for the America First candidates, wasn't it, in Arizona?
Yes, it was. Power of President Trump's endorsement is huge. And let's face it, Americans know we're in a world of hurt under Joe Biden. They're seeing how the Democrat policies are dead-end policies. They drive us into the ground. They turn us into, if you look at the blue states and if you look at the blue cities, they're nightmarish.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize it's Democrat policies that are causing that. And so they're waking up, they see the problems we're facing, and they know that the only way out is through America First policies. We were living large and having a great time back in 2019 with President Trump.
That's right.
And things were going really well. And those policies allowed us to do well. So
we're
going
to
bring that.
What do you think happened in your race? Mark Finchem seemed to just win handily. I had Mark Finchem on. He, as the audience knows, running for Secretary of State. He's now the Republican candidate for the general election for Secretary of State. He won handily, just boom, like they didn't even, like they ignored. Was there funny business going on in your race, however?
Well, we had a lot of problems on Election Day. You might have noticed in Pinal County, one of our larger counties, 1 hour into the election, they ran out of Republican ballots. 1 hour into the election, they ran out of Republican ballots. So people showed up to vote, no ballots. And this is just the ineptitude of Katie Hobbs, who, you know, is really essentially in charge of our elections as Secretary of State. And this is why we cannot, under any circumstance, allow her anywhere near the governor's office.
Because that's who you're running against, right?
There's a lot of issues. We had a movement from day one. We've been number one in the polls from day one. But we withstood the most expensive race, the more money poured at us, $26 million in attack ads and smears from my opponent. I mean, politics is a rough and tumble game, and I proved that I can fight back Goliath. It was a David and Goliath moment, and we did it. And I'm stronger because of it. I am absolutely ready to take on Katie Hobbs. I look forward to it. We can't let somebody who's funded by George Soros anywhere near our government. We want a government of the people and for the people and by the people. And that's what we're going to have under my governorship. Yes.
So what is Governor Carrie Lake going to do with the border crisis in Arizona?
Well, starting on day one, after I take the oath of office, we're going to issue a declaration of invasion, and we're going to get the ball rolling to take back our sovereignty and control our own border. And some people might say, wait a minute, that's the federal government's job. Well, yeah, it is, but they're not doing it. It's a dereliction of duty. And so the remedy is right there in the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. We are being invaded. Our people are in imminent danger, and there is no time for delay. And when you have those three issues there, and when you meet those three criteria, then you can enforce your border and secure your own border, and we plan to do that. We will ask other states to join in and help out, because our border crisis is affecting all 50 states. And so we're going to get down there, we're going to issue the declaration of invasion, we're going to put Arizona National Guard troops on the border and stop people from coming across. We will finish President Trump's wall project using the materials that we have that are left on the border abandoned. Interestingly, though, Joe Biden is starting to send folks down to finish the wall, because he's realizing how unpopular this open door at our border has been. And he finally got pressured, I think, by Democrats that are saying, get this wall built. And I'm going to give myself some credit. We've been pushing this issue since day one, saying we're going to build the wall, we're going to finish that wall, we're going to build the wall, and we are. And now Joe Biden realizes, uh-oh, we better do something, because we're going to lose in November. Well, I got news for you, Joe. You're going to lose either way, because we are wide awake when it comes to how awful the policies of this illegitimate president are. And America wants We want our country back. And I know in Arizona we want our freedom back, and we don't want Joe taking down Arizona with him.
I was talking to Mark Finchem, Representative Finchem, running for Secretary of State, and Senator Sonny Borelli the other night together.
They're great.
They were both on.
Love them.
They said that there's also been some big wins for the legislature, some very good America
Huge.
First members coming to the legislature.
Yeah.
So is Governor Lake going to have a great legislature
we are.
To get
and I
bills
worked,
passed?
I worked closely with President Trump and encouraging him to endorse some specific candidates because I know that in order to be successful, I have to have a group of America First patriots in the House and Senate statewide. And so I told President Trump, look, if you want me to be successful, I want to be successful.
Right.
I can't be dealing with a bunch of rhinos.
Yep.
And please help me make sure we defeat these rhinos. And he was wonderful, and he got involved with that very powerful endorsement. And we got people like Janae Shamp in there. We got people like David Farnsworth in there. We got people like Rob Scantlebury in there and many other patriots. And we got rid of the Rusty Bowers of the world.
He's gone.
His political career is done. And, you know, there were several rhinos who got in the way of meaningful legislation that could have shored up and our elections and made them honest. They got in the way of meaningful legislation when it comes to education, when it comes to medical freedom. They were just jumping in the way. And all we needed one more vote, and they would be the vote that went with the other side.
So you got to get your pen ready. Sounds like you're going to be signing a lot of great legislation.
Yes, we will. We're gonna make sure we get some legislation signed to shore up our elections and make sure they're honest so that we don't have this mess where we're counting votes for 11 days and trying to figure out who the winner is. We're going to get some meaningful legislation when it comes to that border because we're going to need the legislature to come in and move around a few parts so we can make sure our border policy will work. And we're going to make sure we restore medical freedom and medical privacy. Aren't you just ready for
right.
a little privacy
yeah,
back?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the federal government, what they did, getting involved, and the state governments as well, in every facet of our life and shutting our businesses down and telling us what shot we need and to mask our children and closing our churches. We have been so abused by our government the past few years. That's why we saw a huge wave of people showing up to vote. We won election day votes 70%. It's massive.
Wow.
It's massive
it
what
is.
We accomplished. And we defeated the McCain machine.
Yes, you did.
It's something I'm really proud of. Now the Republican Party is officially the party of We the People, and I couldn't be more proud.
Excellent. All right, so in conclusion, a lot of folks showed up to vote on election day. Do you encourage that again for the fall?
I do. I mean, I was really disappointed that knowing we were going to have a lot of people show up, that in places like Pinal County, they ran out of ballots. You know, we need to make sure everything's working in our elections so that when the people show up to vote, they don't have to wait forever in line. They have ballots to vote with. Our machines are working. The proper pens are there. You know, they had us using these felt tip pens, and I heard from dozens of people who said, I use the felt tip. My husband used the ballpoint.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the ballot kept shooting,
yes,
spitting back
yes.
out. So we need to get our act together.
Yes.
That's all we want. I don't think we, the people, are making hard demands when we say, look, we want to make voting easy to vote, all legal votes are counted, and impossible to cheat.
Absolutely.
Pretty easy.
All right, and folks around the country can support your race because Arizona, like Texas, these are key states
Truly.
For federal elections. Ken Paxton was sitting here yesterday, said, hey, we lose Texas, we lose the White House. Arizona is another key state. So if people want to support you from around the country, they can do that. Where can they go?
We lose Arizona. We lose the country.
The nation.
We
that
lose
border
the,
just is open.
We got to have secure borders. We have to have honest elections or we don't have a country. So it's really critical. I went through a tough primary, not because we had the best ideas, but I was up against somebody who was willing to throw an endless amount of money in. And so we need to get our coffers replenished. So carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.com. If you can make a donation, I'd appreciate it. Or if you want to go there and sign up for our emails or just see where I stand on the issues. I just want to thank America. I know that people were praying for us. That means the world to me. I know that people were supporting us from all over this country.